time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I've got Robin Hunt with Green River City. Big event coming up November 4th and 5th down there, Outlaw Days. This is about the fourth year they've had it, or had some semblance of it, with all of the COVID restrictions and things that have gone on over the last little bit. We're going to talk about kind of where the idea of it came from and then get into the event itself. Lots of fun going on Friday and on Saturday. And a chance for you to take part in some cowboy action shooting, as well as a horseshoe tournament, and then a great dinner to wrap everything up on Saturday evening. Robin, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's begin talking about Outlaw Days. You said this has been going on for about 4 years, roughly?
Yeah. This is our fourth year. Like I said, we had some struggles with COVID and stuff, but this is our fourth year doing it. And the idea really came from, we have a lot of local outlaw history. We have Flat-Nosed George was an outlaw that was kind of prominent here, and we have some stories and stuff from him as well as some others. And so we just kind of wanted to highlight some of that history as well as tie into the culture of Green River, which is kind of, you know, farmland and farmer boys and a little bit more of a Western feel. And so we decided to do this event and kind of hone in on that local outlaw history and on the culture of the town.
And so everything's going to kind of kick off on November 4th. You said you don't have a lot of events going on, but it's just a great way for people to kind of get out and get to see what's going to go on Saturday. So let's start with Friday. You said from 2 to 4 at the gun range, you're going to have cowboy action shooting. Kind of explain to us what that is and what people can do there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Friday's what we're calling warm-up stages for the cowboy action shooters. And cowboy action shooting is a multifaceted sport that basically has, you dress up as cowboys, you shoot cowboy action guns, which are, you know, revolver pistols, single action rifles, and double barrel shotguns. And you shoot a stage where you shoot specific targets in a specific order as quickly as you can, while not missing as accurately as you can as well. And so on Friday, the warm-up stages is just where the people who are going to be shooting on Saturday are going to come, and they're going to kind of get some of their wiggles out before the competition on Saturday, and just get an opportunity to get their guns out, get a feel for the range, and just have some fun shooting with their friends there. And this is the day, if you're totally unfamiliar with cowboy action shooting and you think you might want to come check it out, this is the day to come. And it'll be a little bit slower paced. People will be able to kind of explain some things to you, answer your questions, and you'll just be able to experience some cowboy action shooting.
So that will be a lot of fun. And you said there might even be an opportunity for somebody to actually give it a try if they choose to do so. Just depends on what goes down that day.
Yes, it kind of depends on level of interest, if you haven't your own guns or not, and just kind of how busy the shooters are. But typically we can do what's called a shooter's clinic, where if you've never shot before in your life, you can come and we'll let you borrow some pistols and kind of give you an idea of how that goes. Can't promise that will happen. It kind of, like I said, depends on level of interest and kind of the timing of everything. But that is the day that you'll have the opportunity for that. Saturday you won't. It'll be a little too busy for the shooters.
All right, so let's start talking about Saturday, the 5th of November. Everything's going to kick off at 10 a.m. And it sounds like there's a lot of different types of shooting that are going to go on that day. So let's talk about that and the fact that you said two different things. If you want to participate, there is a fee, but if you're just going to be a spectator, you can just go out and watch, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So spectators are totally welcome. You guys can come watch the shooting competitions, check out a couple of our vendors. We don't have a lot of vendors, but we have some local people who have some Western attire and leather works and stuff, which are worth checking out. So you can come check out the shoots, participate in the horseshoe tournament, which is $5 a team. Anyway, spectators are absolutely welcome. Come check it out. It's really a unique sport to just watch. But yeah, so everything starts there at 10 a.m. So we have the cowboy action shoot that starts at 10. We also have a milk jug shoot, which also starts at 10 at different parts of the Green River Gun Range. And then our vendors will be there. And then later in the afternoon from 2 to 4, we have our horseshoe tournament. So if you want to come kind of watch some of the shooting competitions for a little bit and then participate in the horseshoe tournament, that's a lot of fun, $5 a team to participate in that. And then to wrap everything up that evening from 5 to about 7:30, we'll have the prime rib dinner, Wildwood Duo concert, and then there'll be prizes, door prizes throughout the event there. And that's $30 a plate to participate, and it's going to be worth it. We're getting the Centerfell Works is catering that event, and so we are having delicious prime rib dinners with amazing, you know, Dutch oven sides and cobbler for dessert. It's going to be delicious, and the Wildwood Duo concert is fun as well. So that all will be taking place at the Green River Senior Citizen Center, and it's $30 a plate. Please do register ahead of time for that. The cutoff is October 26th, and that's just so that we know how much food we're ordering and make sure that we have enough for everybody.
All right. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and a great couple of days. Head on down for the weekend. Get you a hotel room there in Green River and spend a couple of days, see what's going on, and then, of course, just enjoy Outlaw Days, November 4th and 5th down there. Now, Robin, if anybody has questions about this, what's the best way to find out the answers? Can they call you? Do you have a website, that kind of information?
Yeah, so I've got a website. It's just simple. It's outlawdays.com. And then my number is on there as well, but I'll just give it to you here. It's 435-820-0592. And you can call or text that number, and I'd be happy to help direct you into let you know what you can participate in.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Robin Hunt all about Outlaw Days coming up November 4th and 5th down in Green River. Get out and, you know what, enjoy the time and have a great, great weekend. Robin, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.